Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 150, the stanzas 1 through 4. O God, give thou ear to my plea, and hide not thyself from my cry. O hearken and answer thou me, as restless and weary I sigh. And what follows, Psalter 150, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 19, the verses 1 through 16. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, the articles 13 and 14. Genesis 19, the first 16 verses. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot seeing them rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and he did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. And now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. From the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine, of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, Article 13 and 14. Article 13. The manner of this operation cannot be fully comprehended by believers in this life, and notwithstanding which they rest satisfied with knowing and experiencing that by this grace of God they are enabled to believe with the heart and love their Savior. Article 14. Faith is therefore to be considered as the gift of God, and not on account of its being offered by God to man, to be accepted or rejected at his pleasure, but because it is in reality conferred, breathed, and infused into him, or even because God bestows the power or ability to believe, and then expects that man should, by the exercise of his own free will, consent to the terms of salvation and actually believe in Christ, but because he who works in man both to will and to do, and indeed all things in all, produces both the will to believe and the act of believing also. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is for the second time on the last Sabbath day of this year that is nearly run its course, that we may have an opportunity to place ourselves under the means of grace, a portion of the congregation that may come up to thy house, and the greater part is called upon to remain in their dwellings. And, O Lord, as we come closer to the end of another year, leave us not cold, leave us not unmoved, leave us not without an impression of the shortness of time, that eternity is forever, and that thou grantest this precious time of grace unto us and our children, that we may be given to seek and find thee, Lord. Then in the midst of the difficulties of the time, then thou hast showered us and our children with many a blessing. And then we do well ought to be every Sabbath day. It ought to be every day, but even more so on the last Sabbath day of this year, that we are given to turn and unto ourself. And, O Lord, then there are many reasons that we ought to be ashamed, not worthy, to lift up our eyes toward heaven. Concerning thy house, Oh, whether there have been continually those desires, as the hart panteth for the water brooks, or even when the times were limited, that there was so much form and duty, Lord, then we have to confess that we have not prayed as we ought to pray, with that fervency and with that perseverance. Then we have to confess that the thanksgiving was so thankless. Lord, then we have to confess before Thee, an all-knowing God, that Thy goodness has not humbled us as it ought to have, and that Thy solemn speaking, that it has not brought us to that place where we ought to come. Ah, Thou hast a people that may have times when it may be a little different, but, ah, Lord, then Thy children also have much to confess. Our hearts are so evil, they are so carnal, living more for the time than for that never-ending eternity, a seeking of our own honor more than Thy honor, that the Pharisee has such a great place, and that not so often he becomes the publican. And nevertheless, Lord, Thou hast a people where there may be a small beginning of these matters. Then Thy church has to confess that there was not enough wrestling, not enough urgency, not enough begging, and not enough crying. A church that has to confess that they have so much unbelief, which has such small thoughts of Thee, and Thou art such a great God, Lord. May there be a people that those matters could be multiplied out, that they are given to flee as a poor, a needy, a guilty people, even as the chief of sinners, that they may be given to flee to that fountain of blood, to be washed and cleansed from all their sins. Lord, we humbly ask Thee that Thou may dwell richly amongst us, and that Thou may work the wonderful things of the Lord. Thou usest means to that end. May it be applied. May it be blessed. May ears be unstopped. May hearts be opened, that there may be souls, young and old, amongst us. Oh, in this afternoon, may hear as they have never heard before, where it seems that they have heard new things, where it may all become reality, a great, a good-doing, and a holy God, and we to become a sinner that have sinned everything away, with the bewilderment still a place upon the earth, and death and eternity approaching. And then there is one thing needful, Lord. Convert what is unconverted. Spare us that we build not upon sandy foundations. And remember Thy people in this season, then in this morning hour, then we have heard of wonderful things out of Thy word, that when Joseph and Mary has brought the Christ child to the temple, that there was a church filled with the Spirit, exercised with the things of the Lord, whereas Simeon has received the fulfillment of the promise, the desire of his heart, and then he could die, and that old Anna, still so fresh and so lively, exercised with the things of the Lord, a heart filled with thy love, and then she was also given to behold her Savior. Oh Lord, wilt thou work those wonderful things in the midst of us and our children? The times are serious, the times are solemn. Thou art speaking clearly, thou art speaking in a solemn way. Wilt thou remember us, and that the callings may be sanctified? Oh, spare us, that we harden not our heart. That is the greatest judgment that can come upon a person, a family, a church, and a nation. May we be given to pray for one another. May we be given to beg for the gracious and almighty working of the Holy Spirit, that in these solemn times, that it may be heard, a boy, a girl, a youth, middle-aged and elderly ones, that they have become so still, that they cannot continue as before, that they have been joined to those beggars, that may receive a place at the throne of grace, earnestly seeking thee for that one thing needful, for the pardoning of their sins, to be reconciled with thee, because thou hast a people that learns that separation, that it is greater than death. Remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember all thy servants, those that are weak, those that are old. Remember the student, when he may speak an edifying word. Stand on his right and on his left. Remember the students, but with the instructors, when they may continue with their studies, also under different circumstances. Bless thy word to the ends of the earth. Mission work also, our mission field. Remember thy servants, the team, the family circles, also in these days, then the separation shall be felt. May they experience thy special presence, thy special upholding, but above all, thy special blessing upon thy holy word, that they may see fruits upon their manifold labors. Lord, remember the beloved for the Father's sake. And may that veil be removed, and not only in the way of their mind and understanding, but may it be experienced in the heart. That is also necessary for us and our children, because, Lord, we can know the truth so well. We have heard it from our youth, zealous for that truth, but it is so indispensable that it may be experienced, and that that truth may set us free. Oh, do uphold and remember the church that suffers persecution for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember those in prison, those that are being tortured, their families with many uncertainties, those where their church was destroyed, that have no public place to worship, Lord. We commend them all unto Thee. Then we may still live in a country where we have many liberties, the envy of many nations and churches upon the face of the earth. Remember the afflicted ones, Lord. Once more we commend the old father unto Thee that lies before the gates of eternity. Above all things, be mindful of his never dying soul. Remember the family circle. Remember our Bethesda, the residents and the staff in these overwhelming and trying times. Ah, thou hast helped hitherto. Wilt thou continue to remember? Remember those that are ill. May this calling be used for the residents and for the staff. Remember all the sick and afflicted. Remember the sick relatives. Lord, uphold all the mourning ones in our midst. Whereas the year comes closer to a close, then the thoughts multiply in a special way. Do remember, do comfort, and that the callings may be sanctified. Remember all our elderly ones. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember the family circles. Be mindful of prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, in this afternoon hour, then we humbly ask of Thee that Thou may open Thy word. Wilt Thou open our mouth, grant the leading of Thy Holy Spirit, and that it may go forth with power divine, that it may be a word that may enter into many hearts which they cannot lay aside, a word wherewith they may become exercised, a word that may bring them in the inner chamber on their knees, a word that may cause them to mightily cry unto Thee. But may it also be a word for Thy people. Then it shall be a special service. Take away everything that could be a hindrance. Impress it upon all our hearts that Thou wast still left in these solemn times many precious and good things amongst us. Lord, forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 16, the stanzas 6, 7, 8, and 9. Behold my affliction, thy mercy accord, and back from death portals restore me, O Lord, that I in the gates of thy Zion may raise my song of salvation and show forth thy praise. And what follows, Psalter 16, the stanzas 6 through 9. in this afternoon hour, with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Genesis 19, the verses 14, 15, and 16. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. Our text words speak of the effect of the angel's weighty message concerning Sodom. With four thoughts in the first place, a warning Lot. In the second place, unbelieving sons-in-law. In the third place, a lingering Lot. And in the fourth place, escorting angels. The effect of the angel's weighty message concerning Sodom. A warning Lot, unbelieving sons-in-law, a lingering Lot, and escorting angels. Beloved congregation, the last time we were given to see that Lot and his family in that wicked city of Sodom, that he may receive a time of reprieve. Because Peter has written that he has vexed his righteous soul from day to day. Two angels have come. They have eaten together, and then they were ready to retire. But then their rest and their peace was disturbed by the wicked ones, young and old, from the city. 'Tis a blessing, congregation, when in our family circles there may be those times that we may be together, that we may have a little rest from all the worldly hustle and bustle, that as a family we may be around God's holy word, sing together, pray together, and to enjoy one another. But there are many cares of this world, how it can be in the life of fathers and mothers when they may have those times, and then to think of the many cares can be financially, unpaid bills, can be in the business, on the farm, concerning the animals, you can multiply it out, can also be, and I hope, young people, that it is not so in the dwelling, but that you give the cause to father and mother, that their rest is disturbed, that you always be on home on time, something unexpected comes up, then of course you let them know. And now for a lot, it was those wicked men. And then we have considered what has taken place, that people in Sodom, that they were stricken with blindness. And then the angels, they have come with their solemn message. And then they have asked, hast thou here any besides in this city? Then the angels, they did not ask whether there were any righteous, more righteous ones in that city. But hast thou any more of thy family circle and special friends? Then we see congregation. What a blessing and what a privilege it is when we may have a place under the external administration of the covenant, when we may have a place under the truth, under the prayers of the people of God. Let us never minimize it, and let us never depart. But now we have said a few words already the last time concerning that question, hast thou here any besides? And then let us consider the people of God. On the last Sabbath day, would we not do well to examine our family circles? Should that not be the main question and the main burden? Hast thou here any besides? How is it with our boys and with our girls? How is it in your house? Do you think many times, children? Do you think of your whole family? Think of father and of mother, brothers and sisters, but also to think of me. Hast thou here any besides? Are there people of God in our dwelling? Maybe even little lambs. Because when the Lord works by His Spirit, then it shall be seen in the family circle, can try to hide it. And many times we do, especially at the beginning. But hast thou here any besides? Have there been those in this year that have become quieter? A word the Lord has begun. A word has become true. God real. My sins real. Traveling to a never-ending eternity. Fathers and mothers, hast thou here any besides in your household? Husbands, your dear wife. Wife, husbands, and children, when there is one converted, when one has been placed on that narrow way that leadeth to Zion. Because congregation, when we learn, when it becomes real in our life, that we are given to see, that we dwell in that city of destruction, that shall all be burnt up, then we become earnest in seeking the Lord. And when the Lord shows us that we are living in that city, then it also becomes real for our fellow man. And then the prayer shall be multiplied that the Lord may convert the whole family circle. Oh, people of God, how has it been in this year? Have there been exercises? Has there been that wrestling? We live in a time that also God's people, that they can let their fellow man go lost so easily. It is written many, many years ago of Reverend William Burns at a church gathering, and that young Reverend Murray McChain was present, and that he has placed his hand upon his shoulder and he says, "Brother, we must hurry. Haste is necessary. Hast thou here any besides?" Is that not a fitting question on the last Sabbath day of the year, 2020? We are still in the precious day of grace, where the Lord is still gathering his church. Everything here in the time, it shall come to an end. And then there is that one thing needful, family circles. Then you have something to talk about, or are you too afraid and too ashamed? It is a privilege and a blessing, young husbands and wives. Begin early in your married life to speak of the Lord and of his word. Then you shall say, "But I am unconverted." And do you find in the Bible that it is written that unconverted people must not speak about the Lord and of that one thing needful? Of course, we need the work of the Holy Spirit. And for young families, oh, that that bond may be formed early with your little children around about the truths of God's holy word. Hast thou here any besides? An important question. For the consistory. All a soul. For eternity. And we have experienced it. That not only the old are taken away, but that the young can also die. And then how guilty we are. May the Lord grant more of that wrestling. does not mean there is no wrestling. But may the Lord grant more of that wrestling that in these days that the Lord may do a great work. Jonathan Edwards, he has written of a time in the church that under the preaching that there was hardly one in the church that would not be touched, that would not have an impression of divine realities, does not mean that they were all converted, although the Lord has converted many among young and old. Hast thou here any besides could speak of our school, speak of our community, then in Sodom, then there were not so many. And then the angels have said, hast thou any here beside son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. That was the burden that the Lord has laid upon Lot, that he was called upon all those that were near and dear unto him. There were not so many. We do not even read that a Lot, that he had those special friends, a few, that have been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. We do not read of any special friends, two sons, two boys that were betrothed, that soon hoped to marry his daughters, thus the commission of Lot, and a Lot. He has felt the urgency of the case. Lot has felt that it could not wait till the next morning. May we also feel the urgency of the matter, only a step between us and death. There is not one amongst us that has the guarantee that he or she shall still be in the land of the living when the clock shall strike 12 on December 31st. Lot has received a message that the angels were sent to destroy that wicked city, and to that end, when a Lot had any that were near and dear unto him, that he must be urgent and that he must bring him out. And a Lot has went. Oh, a Lot was given to believe that the Lord could watch over him, because we can understand that people in Sodom who were smitten with blindness, that they were filled with bitter enmity, with revenge, awaiting for the time that they may even murder Lot. But a Lot, the urgency of the matter was bound upon his heart, concern for his future sons-in-law. Then he felt that at all cost that those boys must be warned. If he did not warn them, then the Lord would require his blood. And to that end, he has went out in the darkness of the night and he is hastened to his future sons-in-laws. What an instruction! May the matter be impressed upon our heart, consistory, parents, teachers, the great responsibility. No, we cannot convert one. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. But the Lord uses means, and what a privilege and what a blessing it is when there is still room for the Word can be in the life of fathers and mothers. I hope that is not our case. That is an awful thing. But when sons and daughters, when they become so rebellious and enmity against the truth, that it is nearly impossible to speak unto them. What a privilege it is when in the family circle, when there may be spoken, when there may be warned, but also as fathers and mothers, to be given to speak good of the Lord, that he is so worthy to be honored, that there is one blessed and one happy people upon the earth, and that is the people of God, who have been uncovered to their lost condition, living in the city of destruction, but that may cry unto the Lord, who may be saved, that people that may be led further, that may be brought to the manger in Bethlehem and led further to Jerusalem. Our second thought, the unbelieving sons-in-law. Then concerning what we read in verse 14, and Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters. Then we must understand they were betrothed. Perhaps the wedding date has been set, but it would never take place. Then we see a fruit of that choice of a Lot. In Genesis 13, that he has chosen the plains by Sodom, we soon read that his tent was toward Sodom, and later that he has lived in Sodom. And so his daughters have come of age, desiring a future husband, and then they have found boys in the city of Sodom. Do not know what has transpired. Maybe those daughters have even said, "Father, but maybe we can convert them." But of course, those sons, they had more in their favor than those daughters. Because we are fallen creatures, where our evil heart desires the things of the world, or even an easier religion. And then a Lot has come in the nightly hours, and then he has awoke those sons-in-law, and then he has declared and said, "Up and get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Does not say congregation. That those sons-in-law, that they have mocked with Lot. That is an awful thing. When we mock with the Word of God, with the most holy things, with the admonishments that come unto us. May we be kept. And that is not written of those sons-in-law, but we read specifically, but he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Thus Lot, he brought that message. He said, boys, two angels have come to our house, and they have told me and us that this wicked city shall be destroyed. And we have received the commandment, the angels have told me, all those that are near and dear unto me, that I must warn and bring them out of the city. But Lot seemed to them as one that mocked. It was so unbelievable, hard to believe. Undoubtedly a beautiful night. Nothing has changed. And now that message that the city would be destroyed, maybe those boys, we also read thereof that Peter has written that there were many people in his day, whereas now was coming, has been preached, has been told, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And still everything continues as it is. Can also be our thoughts. Maybe for many years that we have thought concerning the approaching judgments and what all can happen upon this world. We have heard it when we were little children, of the dark times. Not so many sermons are read where there is spoken of brighter times, it is true. We think of the time of John Whitefield, Jonathan Edwards, and other revivals. Then they have spoken of the wonderful works of the Lord, but many times of dark times, of the approaching judgments. And then perhaps many times we have thought, we have heard it so often, and we still have prosperity. Nevertheless, now the last 9 months, those things are coming closer by. The Lord has spoken. Much of the world has come to a standstill. Different provinces, Ontario, British Columbia, where only 10 people are allowed to come to church, then things have happened that we have perhaps read of or not even read of. And how is it now with us? Are we different than those sons-in-laws? No, they did not mock. But Lot seemed to them as one that mocked. They thought it could not be true, how that whole city would be destroyed, as one that mocked. Congregation, the last Lord's Day of the year. How has it been, boys and girls? When we have come to church and heard the message, no, then we did not mock, I hope. Were there times that it has made yet an impression that you had to go home and that you went to your bedroom and that you said, oh Lord, I need to be converted. Well, they'll give me a new heart. So that happened. Older ones. Or on this last Sabbath day, must we say, Lord, now that is my picture. No, I do not mock. It is a blessing, young and old. when we have respect for God's holy words, when we may still have convictions, impressions, but that our life shows that we resemble those sons-in-law, that it is a message that we do not take to heart, and that under the preaching of law and gospel, that we can continue on our way in the busyness of life, and that it has not become reality, young and old. Are there some amongst us that are troubled as we come closer to the end of the year, that we have to say, oh Lord, thou wast given another year nearly. Thou wast wonderfully spared. Are those amongst us whom the Lord has wonderfully spared? I may still be in the precious day of grace. Thou wast put so much dung around the tree of my life. Heard many sermons. Thou wast sent the judgment of the virus. And, O Lord, I am like those sons-in-laws. As one, the message is one that mocketh. I have not taken it to heart. It can be that there are souls amongst us that are very discouraged. Tell them the Lord. Ah, tell the Lord, Lord, I have been under thy word, under thy goodness, under thy judgments, and I am still unconverted. Lord, may it please thee by thy Spirit, the last days of this year, that thou may convert me as thou hast converted all thy people. Oh, are there people amongst us that have thought, if I shall not be converted now, younger ones not so old, middle-aged, older, another year, the providence of the Lord, hast thou here any besides? Our third thought, a lingering lot, let us first sing. Of Psalter 110, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thy tender mercies, O my Lord, withhold not, I implore, but let thy kindness and thy truth preserve me evermore. And what follows, Psalter 110, 1 and 2. The effect of the angel's weighty message concerning Sodom. Warning Lot, unbelieving sons-in-law, and now thirdly, a lingering Lot. There came a time when Lot was called upon to leave the dwelling place of his future son-in-laws. Then we can understand how discouraged, how grieved, how disappointed, and how sad that Lot was. Undoubtedly he has thought within himself, could have I not been of more urgent? Could have I not spoken more fitting words? Could I have not perhaps shed more tears, that I could have convinced, even in an outward way, that those boys, that they would have followed, that they could come out of the city, and that they would be saved, can draw many lines, can multiply it out. For fathers and mothers concerning their children, concerning office bearers, the minister on the pulpit, the office bearers with catechism class, have I explained it clearly enough? Could the children feel the urgency that it concerns never-dying souls? Could have I not more vividly explained the lesson that it perhaps would have made more impression when a Lot has returned a sad best, when we are more disappointed with ourselves? Of course, there can be more reasons. Catechism class, when our young people are not diligent to learn their questions so well, when they come in modestly dressed, that all gives much sadness and much grief. But the sadness of Lot, that the boys, that they did not follow him. May more of that sadness be brought in the inner chamber. May the prayers be multiplied, that the means of grace, fathers and mothers, teachers at our school, in the church, that it may be used. We can only bring it to the ears with the help of God. And to that end, the necessity that it may be applied by the Holy Spirit, because then it enters our heart, and then we are given to see that we live in that city of destruction, and that we need to be delivered. This world shall all be burnt up. We are traveling to eternity. How those daughters, those two girls, how they must have stayed awake. Had to be, the angels were present. the city would be ready to destroy it. And how those daughters have waited, whether the message of their father, or whether it would have the desired effect, whether those daughters had any hope or expectation, it is not written. And whether those daughters have given a good example, or whether those daughters have received freedom to speak to their boyfriends concerning the Lord and concerning His worship. Nevertheless, those daughters were given to experience and see that their father has returned, and that he had to say, "My daughters, I have did my best to bring the message faithfully, that our city shall soon be destroyed, and that the angels that they have sent me, that you may come with, and that together we may escape for our life's sake." But that Lot had to say, "Oh, my daughters, they did not believe me that it was possible that it would take place. Young and old, what a fitting a portion of Scripture for the last Lord's Day of this new year. Are we still in the city of destruction? Do we believe that we must really die? Do we sometimes ask ourselves, what do I really believe? Do I now really believe that I have a soul, that I am traveling to eternity? Do I really believe that there is a God in heaven that has given the precious gift of His holy word, those sons-in-law? Then Lot has went. How often that the word of God has come unto us and our children. But now our third thought, that concerns Lot, a child of God who daily vexed his righteous soul when he saw the wickedness in Sodom. And then we would think that Lot, when he has returned, that he would say, "Oh, my dear wife and my dear daughters, the city shall be destroyed. Let us escape for our life's sake," because we read in verse 15, "And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." Then we would expect that a Lot, he would have taken his dear ones, and that he would have ran down the street out of that wicked city, escaping for his life's sake. But then in the Scriptures we read remarkable words. We read in verse 16, "And while he lingered," a child of God, a messenger to his future sons-in-laws, and yet he has lingered. It was clearly told him that the city would be destroyed. They have not come to call the city to repentance, but it would be destroyed. And yet, I read that Lot lingered. A Lot, he has come out of the Ur of the Chaldeans, has heard much of the Lord, experienced great things. A Lot knew that the Lord is a God that never lies, that his word shall be fulfilled. And yet we read, and while he lingered, was a Lot that has brought the message faithfully to his future sons-in-laws that he must escape or they would surely perish. Undoubtedly he has begged them, tried to impress upon their hearts the urgency of the matter, and yet it is written of Lot, and while he lingered, we read of the holy angels that they were waiting. They have come with the message. They were waiting for Lot and his family to leave the city. And yet with those waiting angels, and Lot lingered. What a solemn word concerns a child of God. That is clear in the scriptures. How many people of God there are who resemble Lot, that they linger. Oh, that lingering of Lot shall not keep him out of heaven, no. And now he is before the throne. He is delivered from self, from the devil and from the world. It is written in Luke 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. But in our text it is declared, remember a lingering Lot. Why did a Lot linger, congregation? Where did that begin? Oh, when the Lord has brought him out of the Ur of the Chaldeans, then what a love and what a zeal there can be to leave the world behind, the vanities thereof, to set our face Zionwards. Where must we now trace that lingering of a Lot to? It was, remember the choice of Lot when he has chosen the plains of Sodom above being under the external administration of grace. It was for a Lot that he got so involved in the world. His heart was so set upon the riches. A Lot has lingered. When he would leave, he would have to leave everything that he has gathered, his riches, his sheep, his cattle, all below. And to that end, and while he lingered, concerning that lingering church, what a lingering there can be concerning the mortification of the old man. Oh, what a lingering there can be with making their calling and election sure. Oh, what a lingering there can be concerning the destruction of their idols which they serve. Oh, what a lingering there can be concerning a besetting sin. Oh, what a lingering there can be for peace sake that we are not honest with our fellow man. And while Lot lingered, for lingering Lots, then they are not useful, so useful for their fellow man and for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Usually, there is a relationship. No, it is not earned. But when there is eminent holiness, then there shall be an eminent usefulness. For a lingering church, they shall not be a happy church. They shall not be a rejoicing church. Oh, it is true. Those lingering Lots, they can still speak very orthodox, very sound, defenders of the truth. The Lord must do what that is a truth, but the Lord uses means for a Lot. It is the time that we live in. We cannot be completely separate. We cannot be so narrow-minded. We have to keep peace with the world. Can be many excuses, but what a solemn word. And while he lingered, young and old, those words can draw an application. We must close. Speaks of Lot. What is now necessary for those lingering Lots? That they are brought into guilt, that they may cry unto the Lord. But now the wonder or forethought, we shall leave it for next time, the Lord willing. What a wonder it was that those angels did not leave Lot, that lingering Lot, that the angels left him in Sodom. But then those angels, they have taken the hand of Lot, the hand of his wife, the hand of those two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and the Lord has led them out. May that be our prayer, that the Lord with his hand, that he may take many among young and old, that they may be converted, lingering ones, the ones with convictions and impressions, that the Lord may lead them further. The Lord concerning his children, to be led by that gracious, by that caring, providing, protecting, and that leading hand. And to that end, congregation, let us remember those sons-in-laws who have not taken the message seriously, that Lot seemed as one that was mocked. But let us also remember a lingering Lot. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we humbly ask thee that thou indeed may bless the message that thou may be the after preacher, that thou may work wonderfully, irresistibly and lovingly in the hearts of young and old on this Sabbath day and on the remaining days of this year, that there may be those, oh, may it be many, that they may be given to see their great danger, that they may be given to escape for their life's sake. Oh, Lord, thou hast promised that thy word, that it shall not return void unto thee. May it please thee to glorify thy name. May it please thee that lingering lots, that they may be given to feel the urgency concerning the Church of Jesus Christ. Lord, grant traveling mercies. Remember us in the furtherance of this Lord's day. Bring us under the means of grace once more. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 392. But let us only sing the fourth stanza. Stretch forth thy hand and rescue me from doubles dark and raging sea, and from the alien throng, and what follows. 392, only stanza 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.